Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1797. The topic is nutrition, and the title is, When Should You Start? Ooh. So you might have goals. Yeah, well, I hope you have goals. But the goals might be, I want to, say, lose 30 pounds. Maybe you want to gain 30 pounds. Maybe you want to gain 30 pounds of muscle. Maybe you just want to eat better so you can be stronger, so you can have better endurance, so you can be more athletic. You likely have some nutrition goals. And most nutrition advice is focused on where to start. But today I actually want to touch on when to start. So one of my clients, they've been struggling. Oof. They're a new business owner. They started their own location in a new location. So they had been working at an established business location. They did well. They really liked it. They got promoted, but they kind of want to do their own thing. So this means they're now in charge of more than ever. They've moved to a new location, running the business all by themselves, and they're having to manage just absolutely everything that goes on with starting your own business and living in a new location. Everything from changing their billing addresses to finding a new grocery store. And as the business grows or dies, it's going to be based on them. So at first, it means their schedule is changed, leading to a lot more working hours. Now, hopefully later on, they can get that shifted and they can kind of delegate those hours. But right now, it's very overwhelming. There's just a lot of new things that are happening for them. When we discussed their nutrition recently, I asked, are you eating? It's a funny question because it wasn't, what are you eating? It's not, when are you eating? I just simply asked, are you eating? Because I've been there myself. New business, new city, lots of stress. Food is often the last thing you think of. And it's often the last thing you'll prioritize. You eat whenever, if ever. But then you wonder why you're tired, mentally fried, overwhelmed, and you're quality of physical, mental, and emotional life is non-existent. In those moments, it's not what you eat. It's not when you eat. It's that you are eating. In those moments, the best time to start is now. Not when food can be perfect. Not when you have exactly the right schedule, the right meal times. Don't worry about what's perfect. Just eat. Eating is better than not eating. So what would help them progress to the next step of feeling better is simply eating. Now, when you think about your goals, if you want to lose weight, if you want to gain weight, if you want to have better performance, if you want to have better training outcome, if you have those goals, you might wonder, when is the best time to start? Do you start when you find the perfect foods? Do you start when you find the perfect schedule, or when your schedule calms down, or when you get past this next obstacle? Oh, I'll start after this, or I'll start when this. Often, when we have nutrition goals, one component that holds us back from progressing is that we wait. We wait until a when. Some scenario that either never happens, or it's unlikely to happen, or it only happens in small, unpredictable, uncontrollable moments. We often wait. And then we find ourselves stuck in this waiting stage. We often struggle to make a move, to do something, anything, because we're not sure if it's the perfect thing to do. When you think of your goals, when should you start? When you found the perfect approach? Or when you found something, an idea, an action, anything that can move you forward? Maybe you're not sure how far forward or what you'll even do after that, but it's at least something forward. That's when you should start. When you have an idea of something that can create progress. Not when it's perfect, but when it's progressive. If it'll move you forward, do it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Because if you do hesitate, if you do wait, then you're wasting. You're wasting time. You're wasting an opportunity, maybe learning opportunities. Maybe you try some things and it doesn't work out well. Doesn't work out the way you thought, but now you know. And you're more knowledgeable moving into the next steps. So don't hesitate, don't wait, don't waste. Make haste. If you have an idea of something that can help you make progress, do it. So when you think of your goals, you might be thinking, when should you start? Get an idea of one next step. What is just literally anything that'll help you progress from where you are now? We have a lot of free stuff on the website, www.brittleirongym.com. You can go to free nutrition education. The first document on that page is titled Create Your Own Nutrition Program. And it'll link you to a podcast, and you can follow the podcast, and we go through step by step on where is the best place to start, then the second best, then the third best. So if we know when to start is now, but you're still not sure where or what that next step would be, you can find that on the website. You can also email me. Email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what you're uncertain of, and I'll make you a free podcast. So where to start can be found. And when to start is now. If you can find something that'll create progress, do it. And then each step of the way, you find the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And you'll be on your way. You'll be getting closer and closer every day to your goals. Okay, so when should you start? Right now. So turn off this podcast and get going. If you have any questions, if you need anything, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.